So leading excellence in all genres of music making. It's another RCO Radio Platinum Megahertz Music Share, only on Rhythm Channel 1 Radio.
Rhythm Channel 1 Radio.
Radio for the rhythms of life.
Share your music links today.
Channel 1 Radio. Rhythm Channel 1 Radio.
Radio for the rhythms of life.
Welcome in again to RCO Radio. I'm Crystal McCary. The music intro you just heard is entitled Plan B, and it was produced by my guest, Venkat Subramanian. It will also be played again at the conclusion of the show. And this time we're talking about the ever-changing landscape of the music business and how the digital frontier has forever changed the music business and the business of making music. Sound creators have more opportunities to expose their music to larger audiences and increase their fan bases without record deals and without record companies anywhere in the picture. And so with many upscale marketing web avenues available, these emerging artists have a lot of options to choose from to promote their music and sell their music online. My guest today hopes you would consider iapploud.com. That's iapploud.com. Venkat is the co-founder and CEO of iApploud, and it's an integrated music and sales marketing platform that changes the way artists sell and fans buy music. Venkat recently authored an article entitled The Future of the Music Business Off the Record, and we're going to discuss that as well. So welcome, Venkat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much for your kindness in supporting RCO and dialing in from India, where it's tomorrow already, which is kind of a cool first for our show because we've now gone international. First off, let me compliment you on the iApploud website, which I visited several times now. I'm very impressed with it. You have a good variety of artistry there, making good music, and it's right front and center, so very, very good work. And I also like to compliment you on the music you're making. I'm enjoying your SoundCloud profile, and we'll touch a little bit on that later in the show. From your article, The Future of the Music Business Off the Record, I had an immediate sense from reading it that you do indeed have a meticulous understanding of the industry. And after hearing the music that you write and produce, I know that you also have both a passion for good music and the skills to make good music. Why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about iApploud and how you're changing the way artists sell and fans buy music?
Sure. So iApploud is essentially a platform that integrates two the most crucial aspects of music once it is produced. So once a track is ready or an album is ready, the artist is looking for avenues to first put it on a platform from where it can be sold. So traditionally it would be, you go through a distribution service like CD Baby or TuneCore, and then they'll put it on 30 different stores, so iTunes and tons of other stores. So that's where your music goes online. And then as an artist, you're hoping that people are going to search for certain genres and your music shows up over there, and then people download the music or fans download the music. But that's not what happens ideally, because these platforms have millions and millions of tracks. So how does one find your track, and why would they buy your track from iTunes? That's where the fundamental issue exists for an independent artist. So essentially what it means is that putting your music on a store is not enough. It needs marketing after that. And as an independent artist, you probably don't know the nuances of marketing. You don't know how to use online platforms. You don't know what needs to be done. And apart from the knowledge, it's not really your forte. You're a musician. Your job is to produce good music, and then you have to figure out ways in which the music reaches the fan base. So not all musicians are savvy marketers. Not all of them understand digital marketing. So that's what I thought. And from my own experience as an artist, I felt that there should be a platform that integrates the selling aspect of it as well as the marketing aspect. You should have a platform where you should be able to host your music, and then the platform itself should be able to do a lot of the marketing itself, which kind of encourages the artists to produce good music, put it on the platform. Yeah, obviously it needs effort from the artist as well, but not the amount of effort that they're putting in today. So yeah. I have to say integrate both the marketing and selling aspect under one, and also ensure that the artist gets a significant amount of the payout.
Your plan offers 12 tracks for $25 per year, and the artist receives 85 cents on the dollar.
Sure. So our model is the subscription itself sustains the amount of effort. A lot of the marketing that we do is automated. Yeah. So it's not like we have a team of 50 people. We're not marketing music in the traditional way as record labels would do. We have a set of tools on iApplaud that helps market these or create certain set of automated patterns by which these each of these tracks reach the target audience. That's one. And secondly, the very unique approach that we have on iApplaud is apart from the artists, the biggest other base on iApplaud are the fans. So what we do is we are encouraging our fans to promote music they like, for which they will be rewarded. So what happens then is the moment fans start promoting music, and they are typically in a 5:1 ratio for every one artist, there are at least 5 fans. Imagine if those numbers keep increasing and each of them start promoting music in their networks, you don't really have to sit and share on social networks every day. So what happens essentially is that you have threefold, marketing strategy. One is the platform itself or iApplaud itself will put certain amount of effort in marketing the tracks. Second, the artists themselves will join in, and since they have money invested, they will also make sure that their fan base gets access to the music. So, which is why we call ourselves the unrecord label, which means that we are the exact opposite. The only possible synergy between us and the record label be the fact that there is a significant amount of quality control. Every single track that you see on iApplaud today has been reviewed. We have a panel of reviewers with us who are experts in particular genres. So every track that gets submitted, every album that gets submitted, goes through the review process and gets reviewed for a number of different criteria based on which then we decide if the platform, if the music will go live on the platform or not. So the only synergy between us or the only similarity between iApplaud and a record label is the fact that artists do approach us with music and we do selectively pick artists. So that's the only synergy. Otherwise, we're pretty much democratizing music here. So once on the platform, everything else is there's a marketing engine behind it. Fans are getting involved. There are no middlemen in the process. Yeah, so whatever money comes out of this is 85% of it directly goes to the artists on a quarterly basis, and they also get to build a fan base here. Yeah, so you've got to spend hours on Facebook and Twitter and a number of different platforms to gather artists on a daily basis. Here, you don't need to do any of that because the artists, the fans are so involved on a daily basis because they're being rewarded for it. So every time they like a track, every time they share, What they're doing is they're building a connection with the artist, and they're getting rewarded for it. So there is a, some sort of a, you know, genuinity about this whole thing. There's some sort of there's a whole credible behavior in the process where we are not just liking Facebook pages for the sake of it. We are liking or promoting tracks that we really like, right? So there is an authenticity about the entire process, which I think is missing in the existing process in the industry.
So the big issue facing the industry is, for instance, we have a situation where downloading is healthy, but paid downloading is not.
Sure. So there are a couple of things. I think it first starts with the kind of music people are interested in. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of independent musicians, established musicians who give away, you know, tracks for free and still do not get enough downloads. And I also know that a lot of the music that is being bought today on iTunes and other stores is popular music, right? So the trend number one is that people want popular music for free. Right, that's where piracy comes in. Yeah, so a lot of the music that you get that's being pirated today and being downloaded for free is popular music. A lot of independent music is not being downloaded for free. Right, even if provided free, they're not downloading. That's number one. The point number two is, I think there is a problem with, there is an evolution in behavior when it comes to buying small ticket items using a credit card. So, you know, trying to spend a dollar online, trying to buy a single. I think people do not have the patience to buy small ticket items with credit, inputting a credit card number for small transactions. Which is why platforms like Spotify, I think the subscription model essentially is something that people are very keen on. Like you pay once and then, you know, you continue to enjoy your music for the entire month and so on. And a lot of that gets credited automatically. So I think there is a significant shift in the way people want to, spend money online. Yeah, so same happens with mobile apps as well. It's not just music. So and a lot of it happening over the mobile, so I think there has to be some kind of a revolution in the way people transact money online. It might not be the option.
Access is what's allowing the behavior mode to continue to spiral out of control. Music has to be sold online, meaning subscription services or paid accounts, and with different layers of services, and we can pick and choose what we want. Apparently, there was some surveys done that discovered 60% of the public would not want to pay for music, but 40% would. Do you think that removing access will be good for us?
I've been in the corporate sector for the last 16 years, and also been nursing a passion for music. So I'm an electronic musician myself. So in the last about 12 to 13 years, I've been making electronic music. So at some point, it went beyond a hobby, and I wanted to pursue it. And then, so as I got better and I started exploring the commercial avenues, I realized that, being an independent musician, getting your music out there and getting signed to a record label is a tough task. It's not everybody's cup of tea. And that's when, I saw how internet was revolutionizing the music industry. And then I felt that if as an independent musician and with the knowledge of marketing, if I'm not able to, get my music out there to, 10,000 people, I can only imagine people who do not have the marketing skills or the acumen, how difficult it would be for them. And that's when the idea for iPlot came in. And I also, it's not just about the artists. I also wanted to figure out how we can do something for the buyers. The buyers are always ignored. You're always assuming that the buyers are happy and that they will buy the music and continue to, pay for music. But there needs to be something that, there needs to be an incentive model. Yeah, for them to continue to engage with the artists. You know, it's not just giving tickets away or having contests, but on a regular basis, on a single transaction level, how we can provide them incentives. That's what iApplaud does. iApplaud is a platform where everybody gets something. Yeah, everybody is happy. You know, the platform makes money, the artist makes money, and the fans get rewarded for liking and buying good music. So that was, I was trying to find the balance between something where everybody gets something, and that's where iApplaud came in.
I like what you're doing, and I'm going to invite you back. So will you accept my invitation and join us again?
Sure. Absolutely.
Perfect. Venkat, you are a super sport. Thank you again so much for joining us, and thank you everyone for listening to RCO Radio.
Rhythm Channel 1 Radio at webmediashare.com. Music, talk, entertainment, and more. www.webmediashare.com.
Rhythm Channel 1 Radio. Rhythm Channel 1 Radio. Brought to you by McCary Media and Entertainment. Stay on the music. Rhythm Channel 1 Radio. Rhythm Channel 1 Radio.
Radio for the rhythms of life.